We're on. We're recording. This is real. This is happening, guys. Yay! What's up, guys? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. I'm here. I am in Boca Raton, Florida, the elderly capital of the United States. Doesn't it seem like that?
Yes.
Everyone is so... I don't want to say everyone is old here, but I do want to say that last night, definitely, the audience was people that get early bird discounts. Anyway, all right, guys, listen. I don't record a lot of episodes of Date Fails on the road, but I am tonight. I am at a Holiday Inn in Boca, and I am recording this because my new friend, who we've talked on Instagram, but we've never met face-to-face. This is like a blind date. This is like great blind date.
Yay!
So this girl is a Instagram memer, which is a trend that is huge. Meme sites are like the number one thing on Instagram. Meme sites and fitness pages, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
So I started following her because her meme page is hilarious. It's called Single Woman Probs. You guys have to go check it out. And then she came to my show tonight, and I was like, oh, this bitch has stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving her a real name because she's a memer, so she's anonymous, but you can see her. She has amazing tits. She's kind of covering them up with the microphone because she's shy.
Trying.
Why are you
they're
shy?
Like, they're on the table. I mean, you can't hide them.
They're literally on the table.
They
like,
really are.
Like, I set down my phone and you set down your tits. Like, that's what happened on the table. So, guys, it's single woman probs. Woo! All right. So, first of all, thank you for coming to the show.
No problem.
You're amazing. Did you have a good time?
I did.
Tonight was better. I thought tonight's audience was much more like they were pretty open-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple guys who came by themselves, which I always think is interesting because I'm like, I wonder what their story is, why they're here alone. And then I asked that guy in the front row.
But did they come together or like they said separately?
No, they were separate.
Oh, that's
okay. Yeah. That guy I said, why are you here by yourself? And he was just quiet.
Yeah.
And then I kept talking to him and then he just wouldn't answer. And I was like, oh, this guy might murder me. Maybe I should. So then I kept talking to him to make sure if he did kill me, everyone would remember
right.
who killed me.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. All right. So, guys, here's what happened. Then after the show, we went out for a drink, just one, and we started talking. And so here's my first question I want to know, and the world would like to know. How did you get into starting a meme page? How did this happen?
So it started because I was very angry. I was dating this guy that came from California, and he had like work, business stuff. I mean, he had his own apartment. He had his own thing going on. Things were great.
He came from California to where?
To Long Island.
Which is where you're from.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Queens, but I moved to Long Island. We went to New York, and that's where we met.
Yeah.
So,
And when I met you, you were living in Queens. You were living in Long Island when we first started talking.
Yes.
Yeah, because I went to New York to do shows, and I hit her up. You got to come. And she was like, oh, I just moved to Florida.
Yes.
Okay. So this guy comes from California.
Right.
To Long Island.
Long Island.
Got it.
For business stuff. So then we meet on this app called Scout.
I don't know this. What is Scout?
It's like worse than POF Tinder put together. It's literally like the ghetto Tinder.
Wait a second. Why? What's so bad about it?
Because
besides the fact that I've never...
It's like a fake MySpace for hookups.
No. Oh, okay.
That's what it's like.
I never even heard of Scout.
Don't download
Scout, guys.
Don't download Scout.
We give Scout 3 thumbs down.
I give it 5.
5 thumbs down.
Yes.
10 thumbs down. And a thumb in the asshole for good measure. All right, go on.
So then we were talking on this app, and he wanted to meet up, and I kept blowing him off. I was like, no, you know. And then one night I was just talking shit about him to my friend. And I'm like, yo, he won't stop harassing me. Like, he really wants me to go out. And she's like, so go out with him. And I'm like, no. Needless to say, he convinced me that very night to go out. And we met up at a Starbucks the next day.
Okay.
So
Starbucks is a weird first date.
Well.
Don't you think Starbucks is a weird? I just feel like Starbucks is, everything is wrong about it. It's like, that's like meeting at an Office Max. Like, it's so corporate-y and, like, green, and it's just, I don't know, the logo's weird.
Well, that was fuck up number one.
Whose idea was Starbucks?
His.
Yeah, of course. This guy has no creativity. You suck, dude.
So then we meet up at the Starbucks, and for whatever strange reason, we hit it off. Like, it was, he was actually better in person than online.
Oh, see, he did the smart move, set the bar low online, right. So you're surprised.
So then...
Was he cute?
Very.
Okay.
Very, I have to say.
All right.
So then, you know, we started talking. Things were great. I would come over. And then one day he was gone.
What do you mean he was gone?
He literally packed his shit and went back to L.A. And wait, didn't tell me.
What? Wait a minute.
And I would text him, like, and he wouldn't respond. And then one day he just said, I'm not in New York anymore. I moved back to L.A.
Hold on. Okay. So you guys have the first date at Starbucks. You keep hanging out. You're hooking
right.
up now.
Right.
You're coming over to his place. Right. How often are you guys seeing each other?
We would see each other like 3 times a week.
Three
times a week. But it was because I was in school. I was working. He had his own thing going on. So we were busy. So, you know, we tried.
Three times a week is a lot.
It is.
And then, okay, 3 times a week. And then one day text him and he just doesn't answer.
He doesn't answer. So I'm thinking somebody killed him and nobody knows to tell me. So I drove by his house. And sure enough, everything was gone.
Nothing leading up to it indicate any sign of trouble?
Mm-mm.
How long were you guys hanging for?
It wasn't that long. It was just a few months, but it was long enough for me to catch feelings.
And long enough. Yeah, 3 times a week for a few months. That's legit. That's kind of like you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then he leaves and doesn't tell me anything. So out of anger, I created my page. But I created my page for all the wrong reasons. But it evolved into something so good.
So you were mad, so you just started posting memes. And
I was just talking shit about guys left and right.
I love it.
Like just
I mean, no offense, guys. We're not mad at all of you. Only the bad ones.
Right. It's just a few.
Just the fuck boys. FBP. Okay, so you start posting memes. Now this guy goes back to California.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but you are now living in Florida.
Right.
How did this happen?
Another guy.
Wait, it's not the same guy?
No.
Oh my God, I thought it was the same guy. Okay, so you started the meme page. You were pissed off at Cali Boy.
Right.
Fuck you, Cali Boy.
I was 26 when that happened.
Oh, so this was a few years.
Yeah, this was a few years back. Okay. So then the reason why I'm in Florida is because a follower slipped into my DMs and... It went from DMs to text messages.
Ooh, it always, someone slid into your DMs? How did that go down? What did they say? When they slid in, did they know what you look like? Because you don't
he
post.
He didn't know. No.
You never posted a photo.
No. At this point, when he and I first met, I was completely anonymous. Like, I hadn't posted a selfie. Nobody knew what I looked like. He just slipped in there.
So what did he say? That's so weird.
Well, the funny, because I had posted something that said, something along the lines of, you know, I have an education, I'm just saying all the good qualities on a woman. Yeah, and then so he slipped into my DMs and said, how are you single? Like, if you're all this that you just said, why are you single?
Oh, like he was challenging you.
Right, and I ignored it for days.
Yeah.
I didn't even respond because I was like, you know what, like, don't ask me. You know, like, I don't even know why I'm single. Like, just leave it alone.
You're like, if I knew the answer,
right.
I wouldn't be here.
So then one day, out of boredom, I responded. And it just, he's like, he told me what he did. And I was like, oh, cool. Because he's like a coach. He's like, he helps train people.
Okay.
So I was like, I was joking. I was like, oh, then, you know, you could train me and I can lose some weight. And, you know, and he's like, well, cool. He's like, but you're in New York, I'm in Florida. I said, yeah, I know. So then he's like, well, you can start off by sending me pictures of everything you eat. Like, that's how we started off.
See, that's a weird fetish. He's like, don't send me nudes. Send me photos of your food. I'd be like, psycho. Hold on. So at this point, had he seen photos of you? Had you exchanged some pictures?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
So you just said, I want to lose weight. And he said, like, send me pictures of your food. But he didn't say how much you weigh or what do you look like or anything.
He did. He asked me how much I weighed. And I told him. being that he's a coach and a trainer, sure. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then he sends me, like, the heart eye emoji.
Oh.
Like, ooh, a lot of them. Like,
he loves that.
So I'm assuming he likes big girls.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, after that, I did send him a selfie, and then that's when he was, like, obsessed. So then...
Yeah, girl.
He pursued me after that for so long. For months, he pursued me, and I I was like, no, I don't want that kind of relationship with you.
What do you mean? What did, like, he want?
Because I just...
You just wanted him to train you.
Right. Like, yeah. I like friendship or, like, something on a professional level. Like,
you knew
I
what he looked like.
He had sent me a selfie, and I'm going to tell you I wasn't...
You weren't feeling it.
I was not.
Did he have photos on his Instagram?
His page is private.
And you didn't follow that?
Right.
I don't either. It drives me... If a guy slides in my DMs and his page is private, and then they're like, well, you could follow me. I'm like, why would I follow you? I don't even know you.
Like, I don't want to.
All right. So he sent you a photo, though, and he was not your type.
No. Not at all.
But he was a trainer. Did he have a nice body?
Not at all.
Really? See, you can't do that. You can't be a trainer and not have a nice body. That's like being a hairdresser and having like shitty roots or something.
Yeah. Like a bad haircut.
Yeah, no, you can't. All
so right. That was the funny part about it. So anyway, so then, you know, we progressed from the DMs to text messaging, and he pursued me for months. Like, he tried to get out of that professional, you know, and then he was like trying to... Well, when are you going to come to Florida?
What if he wasn't really even a trainer because his page was private? Like, what if he was totally lying to you just to, like...
Because I Googled him.
Oh, smart.
Like, he's legit.
I don't do that. I need to start Googling people. I keep dating guys that, like, just got out of jail, and I don't Google them, so I have no idea. And then they're like, I work with children, and I have no idea that what they mean is, like, they murder children and go to jail. That's not funny. Don't murder children. Don't. I don't mean that. There's nothing funny about murdering children.
So, yeah.
That was a bad joke. It's late, guys. I'm tired. What do you want from me? Okay, go on.
So, he kept trying to get me to come to Florida. And I was like, no, like, I don't know you like that. And then we got into this huge fight. Meanwhile, we weren't even together, right?
And you'd never even met.
Right. We used to FaceTime. Like, was the only guy that I would allow to FaceTime me. But it was because I wasn't interested.
Yeah, that's it. That's why he liked you so much, because you weren't feeling him.
Right.
I want to see a photo.
He liked the chase, I have to say.
Guys love the chase.
He loved the chase.
A lot of guys only like the chase. Then when they get you, they're like, fuck this bitch.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh.
Like, I literally left. Like, I ended up falling in love.
Over FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's happened to me. I mean, I've gone psycho over guys that I've literally had a FaceTime relationship with for like 3 months, because it feels so real.
It does.
They talk to you. They get to know you.
And it's like a long distance thing.
In some ways, you get to know them better than you get to know guys mm-hmm. you actually date, because you spend more time talking and you're not just all like clouded in the fucking. And did you guys do sexy stuff over FaceTime?
We did.
Yeah. See, that's what happens too. Then you start doing that stuff and then you feel like you're really hooking up with them. It's so weird. Okay, know. So then what happened?
So then we talked for a few months. Like, I was like head over heels. I fell in love. Like, this was it for me.
Talking to Mike.
So I decided, you know what? Let's meet up. Like, I'll go to Florida.
Yeah.
Like, I decided I'm finally going to go to Florida. Let's meet up. Let's make this happen. So every time I would ask him, he would give me this lame-ass excuse as to, you know, why he couldn't give me a date for me to come here. So I was like, I'm asking you to give me a freaking date so that I can come see you, and you're making up excuses. I was like, do you not remember, like, harassing me, asking me to come down here at one point? So then something happened Christmas night 2016, and I ended things because I was just pissed off.
Wait, something happened?
Because he has kids, so... The thing is, since he has kids, you know, he dated these, you know, whoever, and he was engaged. So this woman that he was engaged to kind of became like a role model for these kids in a way, like a mother figure.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I said, what are you going to do tomorrow since we're both off from work? And he said, well, I'm going to take the boys to go see their stepmom. because their aunt and uncle are in town. I'm like, stepmom? What do you mean?
Oh, shit, he's married.
No, he's not. But the fact that he referred to her stepmom kind of got under my skin. Because here I am trying to come to you, and you're like,
not. Are you sure he's not married?
Listen, at this point, I'm not sure about what was going on while we were talking.
Dude, I think he's
married. He's not, because we did meet once I got here.
Okay.
So I deaded things. We broke up, and we didn't talk for 6 months. So I was, like, really depressed. I wasn't eating. I was, like, antisocial. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to go to work, come home, go to sleep, do the same thing the next day. So then, out of the blue, 6 months later, he slips into my DMs again.
And you're still in New York at the time.
I'm still in New York. So we start talking again. And at this point, I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to move to Florida. Like, I was just so in love with this man that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and make things work.
Yep.
So I literally packed up all my shit, left my family, my friends, my job for a guy that only saw me twice.
So you came to Florida and then you met up with him. And then what happened? How did it happen that it ended? He slid back into your DMs, and then you told him you were going to move here?
Yeah.
And then he was excited about it?
He was like, well, when you come out, let's go out to dinner. Let's see how things go. So I was like, all right. So I moved here in August of last year.
Oh, my God.
And didn't see him until November.
I wish I knew you so bad better before you moved here, because I would have been like, bitch, no! Don't you dare! He's married! I want to murder this guy. So it sounds to me, if I was guessing, because this has happened to me before, that he had someone, whether he was married or in love with her or something, and he was lying to you.
He sure the hell was, because I found out not last Thursday, but the week before that, he finally came clean and said to me, well, I was talking to someone since June, which is when he slipped into my DMs again before I moved here. So, and then he said that she came out in January. This was after he and I met up twice. Came in January and met this girl from Puerto Rico. Like, she's not even in this country.
That's his whole thing. He just
meets bitches.
He just wants to fuck them online. Oh, it makes me so mad.
He just wants to face fuck, like FaceTime fuck.
Face fuck. A lot of guys like Facebook. Listen, this is a good lesson, though, for the women, okay?
Yes, it
Because
is.
Here's the thing. I've been talking to this one dude. I mean, I'm talking. Actually, right now is so good for me because I don't really want a boyfriend. And, of course, that's when they all want to date you.
Right.
But I've been talking to this one guy, and he's super hot, and he's great on paper, but he keeps asking me for, like, photos, send me photos. And I said to him, I go, listen, I've been down this road, okay? The old Kate would have sent you photos because of who you are and how hot you are, and it seems, like, really cool that you even want my photo.
Right.
But then I was like, but in the past, when I've done that, it turns out that the guy just wants the photos. He never really wants to meet you. He just wants
to jerk off behind the camera.
Yes.
To your photo.
Yes. So I told him, I said, listen, I'm not the girl that's going to send you photos. I hope you're watching this. And I was like, if you want to jerk off to some chick, go on Pornhub. And when you're ready
to come
visit me or buy me a plane ticket, that's when you can maybe have a shot at maybe seeing me naked if you're actually a gentleman.
Now that you say buy a plane ticket, he actually offered in the beginning to buy me a plane ticket so that I can come here.
Why did you say no?
So because I wasn't interested at the time.
Oh, that was before you were interested?
Yeah.
Well, he knew there was no risk in offering you because you were going to say no.
You really think so?
Yes.
What if I would have said yes?
Then he would have probably found an excuse. Oh, it turns out I had to work that week or whatever.
He had the kids.
Married.
I still think he's
married.
I don't care. He's blocked. It doesn't matter.
Fuck him. So you moved here. You met up with him twice. And then that was the end of that.
Right. The whole time he was talking to somebody else.
Can I have his address, please? I'm going to go to his house.
He's in Miami. We're actually not that far.
I'm going to light his house on fire. Could you imagine if we show up with our FBP hats on? FBP!
Just blow out his windows. That's it. That's all we got to do.
I mean, look, the bad news is that happened. But the good news is that every time this happens, you learn from it.
Right.
So what's interesting to me, though, is that your meme site is really funny. But it is anonymous. So I'm curious, like, I'm friends with the guy that runs the Your Fuckboy page also. Mm-hmm. I almost said his name. I have him saved in my phone. His last name is Fuckboy in my phone, which for anyone else would be an insult, but for him it's not.
Right.
But he's like, you wouldn't believe how many girls slide my DMs, not even knowing what I look like, because my page, like, they just think it's sexy, whatever.
Right.
So do you get a lot of that?
No. I get it more from women, not from men.
Yeah, your page is more for women.
Right.
Though.
I get it more from women that are looking for advice, or they just want to tell me their story.
Or they want you to post some guy that broke their heart in your
they
story.
They do. They do. They do. And I'm like, I don't do that anymore because that's how my page started. Like, I would just send me all your dating fails. Send me this. Send me that. And I'll fucking post it. And then.
Did you get shut down?
I did.
That's just like my don't send this shit got shut down.
Yeah.
Instagram. And I think Instagram hates me now because I wrote fuck Instagram in my caption and I tagged Instagram. But you know what? They shut down my account even though guys send me dicks. I just think if a guy sends you his dick, you should be allowed to put his dick on your Instagram and be like, go get him.
I agree. And I actually ran into that when I first started. And people would comment like, why, you know, and it was mostly guys. Why would you post this? Da, 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 da. I'm like, because it's now mine and I can post it.
Well, that's what's weird is legally, if someone sends you a message on any social media site, you are allowed to post their message. But Instagram's policy says you can't ask your followers to harass someone. So if a guy sends me his dick and I post it and say, hey, everybody, can you send a dick back to this guy? I'm not allowed to do that. It's so messed up. Like, but how come they're allowed
to send
me a dick? I don't want your dick. I don't want your dick.
Oh, nobody whatever. Does.
Well, someone might want your dick if they love you and they've already seen it. I just like to see it in person first. Don't ruin the surprise. You know, make me wait. Make me wait.
But what if it's pretty?
Well,
that's rare.
I don't think dicks are pretty until it's attached to someone that I want to have sex with.
True.
Okay. To me, other than that, it's like a dick looks like a piece of sausage that's not dark enough to eat, unless it's a black guy. You know what I mean? Or Indian, I guess. That was a bad analogy, but you get the point. All right. Let me see if I have any questions in here for us to answer. Well, first of all, before we go into the next thing, which is answering questions, I do have to ask you. You posted a photo. Can we talk about this? The photo that went viral? Or would you rather not, since you are currently...
It's viral. We could talk about it.
Okay. So not too long ago, guys, she posted a photo on her meme site of like these super duper hot, were they cops,
cops.
Or firefighters? Cops.
Cops.
Oh my God. And I'm not even into cops. You know that I have a theory about cops that if they're not bald, they have a small dick. And I don't mean to be mean to the cops, but it's just, I think that most guys who become cops usually want to flex their power somehow because they feel insecure in another department. But it's not true with these guys.
Mm-mm.
These guys are just hot and they're just like, we want to be cops because it's cool. Plus, aren't they, where are they cops?
South Florida, Pembroke Pines.
Yeah. So they're out there on these mean South Florida streets looking for bitches. No.
Meanwhile, I had no idea that that's where they were. I had zero when, because this is how it happened. This is how I found the picture. So I was on Facebook, and I saw this picture, and I was like, you know what? It's Monday. It's Man Crush Monday. I'm just going to post it, like, to be funny and to, like, help me feel better because I blocked this guy, like, just Thursday. Right.
And it was hot cops, a group of hot cops. They took a selfie.
Well, no. Here's the thing. It was just that one cop, the cutie with the selfie on the left, because that's what... That's how everyone referred him. So it was just a picture of him and one more guy behind him. So the picture was actually cut from, you know, the original one. So I had no idea there were more than two. Because there's two of them in that first pic.
Two cops?
Two cops.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in the background, like when you see the original, there's like five other ones.
So you posted a photo of just the two
cops that I saw. Right. And
made
that,
them your Man Crush Monday.
Yes. And it just...
It went viral.
In 10 minutes.
Why did it go viral? What was the caption? What was it that made it go viral?
This, like, is what it said.
I saw this photo of these cops and then they were really hot. Okay. The people at home have no idea what you're talking about. There's a photo. I'm going to show it to you to the screen. There's a photo she posted. It's of this super duper hot cop. Can you guys see that? I think it should focus. So she posted it. And
it says on top.
It says, where was that picture taken? Because I'm going there and breaking about 5 different laws. Oh, that's so hot. So she's saying she's going to basically go molest this cop. Mm. And I agree.
Or run a red light.
How you doing? And then it turned out, then later, the whole photo she posted. And here's the rest of the photo. And it turns out it's just a whole shitload of hot cops. And the photo went so viral. But what's funny is the chief cop, then, before, he didn't even have an Instagram. Now, suddenly, he's got an Instagram, and he's all, like, doing the, like, I'm a hot model cop on Instagram.
He literally gained 9,000 followers in a matter of 6 days.
To be fair, he's
pretty. Do you know how long it took me to get 9,000 followers when I started my page?
It's so different now, though.
It took me almost a year.
Yeah. It's different now, though, because you know what's crazy? I made this viral video with Waka Flocka, where I twerked on him like a bad, drunk, dancing white girl. And he posted it. And I picked up 20,000 followers in 2 days from that one video. Because when something goes viral, it's just nuts, viral. Man.
Do you know how many followers I gained that day?
No.
4,000.
Wow. From that hot cop photo.
In a matter of hours.
I mean, that you should send that cop some flowers or a tit pic or something. You need to send.
I mean, we talk now in the DMs, but like friends, because he's not single. He's not single, ladies. He's not single. Let's get this cleared up.
The other ones is
actually one of them is
only one
out of the whole damn group. But
and the other one has a hot roommate. Hook it up. Anyway.
So I said to him, I said, listen, if you ever make it, I want to be in that I just want to thank you speech.
That's make it as what? Like, a bigger cop?
I don't know.
Make what? He's a cop.
Dude, I mean, what if they ask him to be in a movie?
Like a cop boy band? Ask him to be in a movie?
Something.
He's just a cop.
Look at him. He looks like a model. That's like true. Ashton Kutcher started off as a model.
Yeah, he is really cute. I'm not going to lie. I would just want to say that I would hire you to dance at my bachelorette party.
Me too. If I ever got married.
I want to have a bachelorette party because I was married and I never had one. So I think I should have one now in hindsight.
We should just have like a singles party.
I think so too. Hello, sir. This guy that works here is listening to us. He's like, these bitches are insane. Guys, by the way, we're sitting in the breakfast area of the Holiday Inn because I didn't want to take her to my room. Incidentally, I know it would have been all right, but Jack Jr., my friend, who you guys know from the podcast, who opens for me sometimes on the road, I let him stay in my room here in Boca because sometimes the club doesn't spring for a room for the opener. So I was complaining on stage that I haven't been able to masturbate in Florida and I'm getting really aggressive. And I can tell because there's a guy that I've been talking to. I almost don't want to talk about it on here because so there's kind of like two contenders. One doesn't live in... Okay, neither lives in California, actually, now that I think about it. One lives in Texas and one lives in...
Close enough.
England.
Oh, that's real far.
I know, but he's off for the whole summer and he's coming to LA. And okay. He's so cute. But I'm trying to be careful because I've been so... pent up here,
right?
That I've been like, ugh.
She gonna rape him.
I'm on a DM. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Do it in Florida.
I can't. He's coming to LA.
Let's hop on a flight.
Oh, you mean fuck someone in Florida?
No, bring him to Florida.
What?
To Pembroke Pines. So that way, if he decides to be like, oh, I just got raped, these cops just come.
I'm not gonna rape him, sir. I'm not gonna rape you. I'm calling him sir. This is bad. I hope he doesn't watch this. I hope you don't watch this. Like,
but he won't even admit to it because men are like that.
He's so cute, and he's got an accent, which I'm not usually even into. And get this, guys. He's an athlete, but he's not an athlete here. I love athletes, but he's not an American one, so it's perfect because, like, no one here knows him, and he's just, Anyway, I'm actually excited about this one. That never happens to me. I'm like, I haven't even met him yet.
All right.
See, we have the FaceTime situation happening. We've been face. Well, it's not even FaceTiming. It's more like video messaging. Video messaging. Oh, he's so cute. Anyway, all right.
Y'all need to step it up.
I shouldn't. FaceTime me. Will he's coming to LA
tomorrow. Well, fucking Instagram now has video chat. You guys could go from there.
You can?
Yeah.
Video chat?
Yes.
Just like WhatsApp,
like FaceTime.
Yes. I didn't know that. I didn't realize it did. Okay. Well, he's coming tomorrow. We're actually landing around the same time at LAX. I was like, find me at the airport.
For real.
I'm gonna attack him at the airport. We're going to hook up in Terminal 1 and Terminal 4. Okay, listen. I want to talk about something else. Now, this might be too deep.
Okay.
So you let me know.
Okay.
Well, first of all, guys, when you see this video, she's so hot. You have seriously the craziest boobs.
I do.
Now, talk to me about the boobs for a second, okay?
They're real.
I know they're real. That's very obvious. How young were you when you started to get boobs like that?
Oh, my God. Sixth grade.
No way.
I was a C in sixth grade.
So what was it like? Because I was like a flat-chested chick. So did guys, is it true that people like, did they look at you a different way because the boobs or?
Well, no, because I grew up in the 90s.
What does that mean?
It's because we didn't, it's different. I feel like it is a little different than today's world. Now kids look at a girl with big boobs and it's like an immediate, like, they don't hide it. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, everyone was very secretive, or they'll talk to their friends about it, but they won't approach you and be like,
yeah. Yeah, it was different.
It was. It was a very different time, I feel. So I didn't really get that much attention.
Yeah.
And if I did, I didn't notice it because they wouldn't come to me.
That makes
with
sense.
It. They didn't make it obvious like people do nowadays.
Yeah, that I see what you're saying.
Men now is a different story.
What now? What do you mean?
Because now I'm a woman and now men don't know how to control their shit mouths or... you know, their thoughts.
Do guys just straight up say stuff about your boobs all the
sometimes.
Time?
Sometimes.
Wow, really?
Like, I work in the medical field, and I literally had an old man say, like, he was, like, depressed, this poor guy.
You showed him, you're like, look,
no,
I'll cheer you up.
I was just sitting there trying to console this man that was crying, this elderly man, and he looks up at me with, like, tears in his eyes and goes, I don't even know why I'm crying. I have this beautiful woman with big tits sitting right next to me.
Well, you can't hate him for that.
And I was just like,
that's
okay.
That's sweet, actually. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they are amazing. And yeah. You're amazing. And the reason I brought it up is because when we were standing out at the car, we were out... We went out for drinks tonight. Mm-hmm. We went outside to the car, and we were talking, and I was just saying how beautiful she is and stuff. And you said, I don't feel that way all the time. And I said, I don't either, and I don't think anyone does. But right. I just want to say... here on the podcast that I think it's cool that you can just be open about that because everybody's insecure, but I think right. Men are insecure too.
Yeah.
And it's cool that you can admit it, but also that you should know that like you're hot and, and there's, I feel like there are so many guys that like every type of woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and people keep telling me that, but it's like, it's hard. And I know it's like a mental issue we have.
Yep.
Where we're so insecure that it's like, no, guys don't like women with my body type or, you know, whatever it is that your insecurity is. Meanwhile, they really do like it.
I mean, you know, it's interesting though, because like I'm skinny and I get insecure about being skinny. So I feel like it doesn't matter right. what your body shape is. And I just think like, I think that, and this is like serious, this is a serious note, but I think that it's like your lover's job to make you feel
beautiful.
Like you're beautiful
and wanted.
Yeah. I always tell guys how hot they are. I've dated guys that aren't the hottest, but I always make mm-hmm. them feel like they're so hot.
Right.
And I just think that that's huge. And also, I think it makes the sex like a million times better. If a guy makes you feel like you're the right. hottest chick he's ever banged, you're going to feel like that. And you're going to be way more of like a confident like freak. You know?
Right.
But I feel like it's probably great in bed.
I might be.
Okay, tell me this. Now, I'm going to just hit you with like, I know we don't have a lot more time because your sister's waiting for you. But I want to just hit you with like five questions.
Okay.
Okay. This is like a get to know you. Okay. You grew up in Long Island.
Grew up in Queens.
Oh, Queens. I'm sorry.
Queens, New York.
I keep fucking it up. Queens. Yes. Home of the U.S. Open. Arthur Ashe Stadium. I've been there. Okay. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
29.
Oh my gosh. No way. 29?
to the asshole that saw me twice here in Florida.
Whoa, you left out a huge part. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Now we have to go backwards in time. Holy shit. So wait a second. The California guy, you guys weren't hooking up?
Not like that. We were doing other things, but not
like
that.
But you didn't have sex. Right. Did you spend the night with that guy?
Not stay over, okay. But I would stay late.
Were you waiting until you were married or something? Or are you trying to wait?
No, it was just I felt that too many guys were... It wasn't that I couldn't get guys. I mean, I did.
Obviously. We know
the issue was that they didn't make me feel comfortable enough to open up that way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. I think it's like so cool. Like meeting someone that waited that long is so rare now. That's so fascinating. Okay. Yes. So you didn't do it with that guy. Did he pressure you, California?
He tried.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
He
did. He tried. He tried many, many times. But for whatever reason, it just, like, there was something there. And I'm so glad that I didn't.
You didn't. Yeah.
Right. Like something was just off and I didn't. It just wouldn't allow me to open up that way.
You're so special. Like, I think it takes a really strong person to not buckle to the pressure of it. Because I know I've been with guys where I didn't really feel like I was ready to, but I just kind of was like, well, I probably should. I'm not like that now. Like, I've matured. But definitely when I was a little younger, like, first started dating out of my marriage, I felt pressure to hook up with them or they wouldn't stick around, whatever. Mm-mm. Now I'm more confident. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so that guy... Do you think that's part of the reason why he ghosted? Because you wouldn't give it up?
No, I don't think that was it.
Yeah, because I feel like the longer they wait, the more they want it. They're going to...
I mean, he could have just been like, listen, this isn't working out. You know, I'm going to move on and I don't want to see you again. Like, it's something so simple to tell someone I don't want to see. Right.
Yeah, ghosting.
But to literally pack up your shit from a house and move?
That's really extreme.
Right. So
and you're like,
I wasn't the problem.
No. And you're so sweet too. Like I've only just now hung out with you for today and I can already tell like you wouldn't hurt a fly. Like you might get angry and post shit on Instagram, but you don't seem like someone that's going to like go insane on a guy.
Right.
Me. Especially since you're not having sex with them.
Unless they deserve it.
Well, yeah. We all do.
Then that's a whole other ballgame.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So wait, but so you saw a Florida guy twice, which means you hooked up with him one of the two times. Wow. The first time or second time?
The first time.
So you came to Florida. You guys finally got together. How long between when you got to Florida and you guys went out to dinner?
We never made it to dinner.
What? Now you got to tell this story. This is too good.
I mean, I came in August. He kept making excuses. We didn't meet till November. And that first meeting, like, it was just so much pent up, I guess...
Where'd you meet him?
I went to his house.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I went to his house because I was like, listen, it's gonna happen tonight. Like, I took control because I was like, I'm coming over. You better fucking be there. I know you don't have the boys. I'm coming. Be there.
Wow.
So, because it was enough. Like, I got so fed up and I'm like, you keep making these excuses and it's like, I'm tired of it.
Well, hold on. So you came in August. You didn't see him till November. And he just kept making excuses. Girl, you must have been so sad and depressed being down here and he wouldn't see you. I want to kill this guy.
I sure was.
Okay. Although, to be fair, I mean, you did move all the way here before you met him. So I know that people would be like, well, you moved there. But I'm sure, like, he was, oh, you guys were talking every day.
And here's the thing that gets me. He was an older man. Like, he wasn't even anyone close to my age. This guy's almost 11 years older than
me. So he should know better.
Right. Thank you.
But also, guys that age don't change. That's like that guy that I was dating that we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's 49. But if a guy's a dog, he's a dog at that point. Like, someone said that to me, Jonathan Kite. I don't know if you know who he is. He's an actor. He does a podcast sometimes. He said that to me. He said, Kate, he's like... Women want to see potential in men, but at a certain age, like maybe it's 35, maybe it's 40, there's no more potential because what they are, they are.
Right.
You can't, it's true. You can't
change a guy.
I said to that guy, I said, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And he was so offended. He's like, I'm always growing. But it's the truth. At some point you can't.
You can't.
Okay. So you went to his house and it happened.
And it just happened. Like I drank two glasses of wine.
At his house?
At his house.
Like before.
No, like I brought my own wine. I said, "This is happening. Let me calm down."
Were you planning to have sex with him when you went there? So you 100% were like, this is happening.
This is happening.
Were you nervous? Yeah, you drank two glasses of wine. Of course you were.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I mean, it was my
the first
time.
Time's never good.
Right.
Okay, so then did you spend the night?
Yes.
Okay, you did stay the night.
I did.
And then did you guys have a nice time?
We did.
And
we
then
really did.
Did you have sex again in the morning?
No.
Only once?
Only once.
Did you use a condom? Let's call him and tell him you're pregnant. Can we call him? Let's call him.
Yes.
Let's call him and tell him you're pregnant. But that would be the best podcast of all time. You should. How long ago was this?
November.
Oh, wait. It's too late. I just had to actually do math. I'm so stupid. I'm like, what month is it? Fuck.
It's right. June.
Never mind. That won't work. But you saw him again.
Yes.
The second time.
In December.
So a month later or
right.
so.
Right.
And then did you have sex the second time?
No.
What happened the second time?
The second time I went down to Miami because I have a cousin that works for a cruise line. So he was able to get us like an all day pass on a cruise ship before it took off for us to like hang out, drink, eat, whatever, like just party before the ship took, you know, departed or whatever. So since I was in Miami, we had to get off the boat by 4 o'clock. So I said to my sister, I was like, yo, it's still early. Like, I'm not going home. Like, if we're in Miami, let's just drive around. So I just happened to text him and I said, listen, I'm in Miami. Do you want to meet my sister? Because he saw her on FaceTime many times and they would talk. So okay. They like built a friendship.
Sure.
So I thought, why not just the three of us get together and they can feel each other out like in person.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We got together. She stepped away for a few, you know.
She stepped away so you guys could make out or whatever?
Yeah, we made... Yeah.
So you did make out.
We made out. We did things. We just didn't have sex.
Because you were on a boat.
Well, no. We were at a bar. This was after the boat.
Oh, this is after... Oh, you're at a bar after the boat.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We went to a bar after the boat.
Got it. But you didn't hook up at the bar, but you made out.
Right.
So. Damn, you should have fucked up at the bar.
We did other things.
Bar fucking is fun. It's one of
I should have just went to his house.
You should just actually murder him.
Because it was a...
He sucks, man.
See, but the thing is, what keeps me from going there, even in my mind, is the fact that he has kids. That's the only reason.
No, I wouldn't really suggest murdering anyone. I'm just kidding around.
I know.
Yeah, but
I thought of other things.
I seriously want to start a company where girls send me their problems and things that guys have done, and men send me their issues of what women have done. And then I go get revenge for them. Like, I actually want to, like, I want it to be Fuckboy Patrol, but it could be I get girls back, too. But I might actually do it, guys. I might.
Didn't somebody make a movie out of this?
Yeah, but I want to do it in real life. You know what? I just want to say, you're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm really serious. Like, you are very sweet and kind, and you obviously are smart and funny, but the fact that guy did that to you, and you're such a good person that since he has kids, you're not like putting him completely through the ringer.
Right.
And, but you know what? I really believe, as corny as this sounds, I believe that things happen for a reason in this life. And I think you're in Florida for a reason. I don't think that it's an accident. And I think that there's a reason you're not fucking this asshole.
Right.
And I'm excited for you. I feel like some really good shit's going to happen here for you.
I hope so.
Summer's coming. And their titties gonna be out on the beach.
They're burned. I mean, it happened already. They were out.
So, have you hooked up at all since this guy at all?
No.
Well, I kind of figured. Have you dated at all? Any dates?
No.
Nothing. Sure, it's taking some time.
Right.
Taking some time to recoup.
Yes.
I like that. Oh, well, you
that
know
was,
what?
That was rough. Because it's not easy to admit that I packed up all my shit. Left my family, friends, and my job in New York for a guy. It's not easy to admit something like that. And the thing is that I decided sometime last week to be transparent. And I disclosed that information on
Good.
Instagram.
Good.
And the support was just crazy.
You have to, because you know what? I did the same thing when I went through the shit with that guy. I almost couldn't do this podcast because I was so hurt.
Right.
And as much as I want to be real and vulnerable and honest with my audience, at the same time, there's some things that you're just like, man, this is really hard. Do I really want to let them see it? And it's embarrassing because you go, right. I'm not a stupid person.
Right.
How did I get duped so bad? Mm-hmm. Or how did I let my emotions run my life so much? But the truth is, everyone can relate. Man, woman, everyone has done some impulsive, emotional shit that they're like, oh, what was I thinking? But when you feel what you feel sometimes,
you just can't help it.
You make mistakes and we learn. Mm-hmm. That's part of growing. I'm glad that you're being open because it's also going to help you heal. When I told my story, the support that I got and the way people are like, thanks for sharing, I can relate. Yeah. It makes you feel like you're not alone.
Right.
And everybody feels better.
And even guys that follow me reached out. And that was surprising because I wouldn't expect any guys to reach out. But guys started reaching out and telling me their stories and how women, you know, fucked them over. So at that, I took that moment and I, you know, in the morning, obviously, because this I posted this in the middle of the night. So the next morning, I basically, you know, in my story, I put a, you know, and I said, basically, I was thanking everyone. And I said, you know, I got a lot of support from the men, surprisingly, because even they got screwed over by women. I said, see, it's not just men that fuck up. Like, we're...
Oh, women fuck up too.
And we do bad things too.
It's not... I joke all the time on stage and on whatever about fuckboys and stuff. But the reality is there are so many good guys out there and we have to be open to that. And there are also so many women that suck and lie and do dumb shit and are gold diggers, aren't real. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, it's all about somebody's heart and whether they're a good person. And and we know that there are good guys out there.
We do.
There really are. And when you're open to it, then... you find them.
Right.
Sometimes I think, I mean, it's different with you, but sometimes with me, I think, I was just saying it today. I was like, I always act like I want a boyfriend. But then when a good guy, like there's some good guys will come at me and I'll push them away. So it's something I'm still working on, you know? You're dope.
Thank you.
She's awesome, right? They're going to love you. Everyone's going to fucking love you. I do want to say the cops in the photo are really hot, and I hope at least one cop in the photo takes this girl out. She deserves it. I'm dead serious.
We'll see.
Yeah, take her out. Send me your roommate's number. All right, so anyway, this has been Date Fails. I'm trying to think if there's... I was going to ask you 5 questions, but that one question led to such a great story. How about this? If you could say, if you're ready to get back on the dating wagon, what are like the top 3 things you're looking for in a guy?
Someone who's patient. That's number one at this point in my life. Patient. Someone who's patient and doesn't pressure me. I need to feel comfortable at this point to take it to the next step. What else?
That's it.
God, just be... just be a fucking decent guy. Like, don't make it so obvious that you want to...
just fuck.
Right. It's simple. It's really simple. Like, it should just be one thing. Just take it easy.
Take it easy, fellas. All right. Listen, you're amazing.
Thank you.
I want you all to go follow her at Single Woman Probs, PROBS, and give her no BS. And guys, I love you. This was a shorter episode because I don't want to keep her all night. It's really late, and she was very nice to stay and do this. And thank you for coming to the show.
No problem.
And to everyone who came out to see me in D.C. and Florida, I love you guys. Very grateful for you. I'll be back in L.A. This will be posted by Monday. Monday night, I'm at the Laugh Factory at 9:45. Tuesday, Brea Improv. Thursday, the Comedy Store. Come see me, guys. I love you. You're the best. This has been Date Fails.
Date Fails. Bye.